Oh, when you hear the music, time you can make it. At the dock. The way to the music while it's still playing. Like I said before, extraterrestrials dance to that tune. They all wish it would just last a little longer. All I have to say is go to CD Baby Music Store and order the song, I Want You to Be My Idol, because that's the end guitar solo. It even lasts longer than that, but I had to cut it short for practicality. Anyway, welcome to the new world. This is the new world. We're in the beginning of the fifth dimensional earth realm, the 5D, as they call it, D for dimensions. You know, we lived our lives in 3D, the first three dimensions, and it's in the process. Supposedly, a new timeline was set up by the Pleiadians in January of this year, I think. I wish some Pleiadians would call in to this radio show. Are they scared? Are they forbidden to call into radio shows? You know, I started hearing about the Pleiadians back in the 80s. Books were being written or co-written by them back then. That's right. I mean, I knew about the Pleiades constellation, but I didn't know how much the Pleiadians had interacted with the human race. And then, hey, in 1995, there was a movie called Starlight, starring Willie Nelson. That's right. He wasn't singing in this movie. He was playing Native American Indian wise man, spiritual tribe leader, or some title like that. And it's a real good movie. If you ever get a chance to check it out, it's called Starlight, about 1995, I believe. And he's interacting with the Pleiadians, and in that movie they say there's good Pleiadians and there's also bad Pleiadians. And, it's an amazing story. Entertaining movie, too. The only reason it probably didn't make it big time in the U.S., it had one nude scene. Yeah, a girl in the shower, big deal. A naked girl in the shower, big, big deal. You know, a lot of great movies missed out. The American audience missed out on that because of the prudeness of the regulations. but, oh well. Anyhow, that's it. Why don't the Pleiadians call into my radio show? You know, I'm on Twitter, if you want to follow me on Twitter. Well, hey, go to BBS Radio. And check the schedule. Go down to my schedule Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. And just start, click on the name of the show. Click on my name. You'll find out all about me. And you'll find out about some of my recent tweets. And for those of you who don't want to bother to do that, it's Tom Innocent Prez, P-R-E-Z. Follow me on Twitter. I follow some of the people representing the starseeds. I follow some of the people representing the Galactic Federation of Light. I advise everybody to go visit at Cobra One. I don't think it's connection with previous Cobras, but anyhow, it's a site that has a lot of information about the so-called event that's going to be happening here on Earth. I've been hearing it for a long time, way over a year now, and I'm saying, like, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one getting a little annoyed about this. You know, you've been whetting our appetite with this. Well, let's bring it on. You know, you tell us about everything you've done up above the Earth, everything you've done below the Earth. Meanwhile, we're left holding the bag here in the center, you know, on the surface. And you keep talking about, well, we're the last ones going to be getting to. Well, thank you for putting us last on the list. But at the same time, we're getting annoyed with this, you know? You're in no danger, but we are. Aren't you paying attention to what's happening on the planet? Come on. They're killing us with chemtrails, tainted vaccines, fluoridated water, overchlorinated water, pesticides, GMOs, and the new 5G that's going to be coming on. It's going to microwave us to death on our homes. Plus, they got energy weapons in place that can kill millions of people at the snap of a button or switch. Don't you realize what's going on? I mean, you probably don't even listen to radio shows, I know. But you ought to be listening to this one because I'm calling you out on this. Come on, you know. Don't be whetting our appetite for over a year and then not bring in the goods, you know. And, you know, sure, it sounds all great. We can't wait, but you're making us wait too long. Really, you know? We're in the time zone here. We're not in eternity yet. We're in the time zone, you know? And this is taking an awfully long amount of time, you know? And please, if you can't move it faster, why don't you consult people like me who know how to get things moving fast? Because I do. I move faster than, my mind moves faster than the speed of light, definitely. And I don't think your minds are moving fast enough here. And you don't understand the predicament we're in. Yeah, you understand it's bad, but you don't understand how close we are to being zipped out of our physical existence here while you're figuring out, like, how you want to play it safe or something. You know, it's just like, I'm annoyed with it. And I'm sure other people are too, you know. You're whetting your appetite with your free replicators. Oh, we want that, sure. Tachyon chambers. Meanwhile, when I do my inquiry about tachyon chambers, the price tag, $25,000. Who the hell has $25,000? Like, you're catering to the rich people when you're looking for something like that. I'm sure it's a great thing, you know. You know, and then you're asking people to put half the money down, mail it, and it's being manufactured in Europe. How the hell are we even going to trace that, especially poor people? You could be ripping us off. What do we know? You know, there's an old song here on Earth. Maybe you didn't hear it from back in the last century. One of the lines is, meet the new boss just like the old boss. Well, when I hear tachyon chambers, $25,000 for a single one, I mean, that's like the old boss. You're just like the people that we're trying to get rid of, and you're trying to get rid of too, you know? I mean, come on, you know? There's so many red flags going up with this. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you guys come through on everything you say, but believe me, there's plenty of red flags going up. And you know what's another, while I'm on the annoying topic of complaining about, yeah, you're here to free us and all that, but what took you so long? And then you tell us we're the last one on the list to be free. Oh, well, thank you very much, you know? And other statements here, you're saying how much we're loved throughout the galaxy. Well, if we're so loved, why were we the last one on the list to be rescued? And you still haven't fully rescued us. I don't know what the holdup is. Believe me, if I was in charge of this operation, it would have been done already. I'm that good. I don't mean to shoot down your ego. And I'm sure you galactics out there claim you don't have an ego, or whatever you want to call it. I don't want to make you feel bad, but I'm telling you, you know, I'm not impressed. All I have been doing is been hearing things. Excuse me. But we're looking for some results here, you know? Too many promises and not enough action, you know? It's really annoying. And the first physical thing that comes about is tachyon chambers. $25,000 a piece, that's for rich people only. Don't you understand that? Jeez, you don't know what it is to be poor on this planet, let me tell you. I've lived through it. And apparently, you don't have to live through it. You're out there in outer space and eternity, and everything is scooby-dooby cool, and everything is fine. And you've isolated yourselves away from the
evil sources and all that, and you've got all the conveniences and all the weapons to protect yourself. Meanwhile, you know, we're at the mercy of the crazy people that are running this planet and that are in partnership with the evil ETs, the ones you're trying to get rid of. Well, get rid of them, you know? I mean, make it fast, because we're, you know, time is running out for us here, you know? They're going to be murdering us and slaughtering all of mankind in a very short period of time, because you haven't removed the people from the surface yet. And they have the weapons in place to do this. Don't you know that? I shouldn't have to be telling you this, but man, I just have to talk about this for a second, and then I'll move on. This is a call-in radio show. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, call in. 888-627-6008. Hey, it works with a telephone. I know we all have telephones. I know we don't know how to use them, but I think the people are getting, I don't know, shy. I mean, when everybody's texting and cell phoning through their whole life, and they're not having social conversations in normal public situations, you might not have the ability to talk to strangers anymore. Or you might be scared, or you just don't know what to say without looking at your cell phone to tell you what to say. But it's not that hard to just get out there and speak your mind. This is the opportunity to do it on a talk show like this. I'll talk about anything, basically, but I prefer to talk about the important things. You know, we're being terrorized by our governments. You know, we've been told that 95% of us have to be eliminated. These are not pleasant things. We're being lied to by the fake news about the safety of vaccines. When anybody with any common sense in their head knows they're not safe. We've been brainwashed by TV to accept doctors as credible people. I'm sure long ago they were swearing. Maybe there's a few left today. But you can't trust them, really. They don't even know medicine nowadays. All they knew is write prescriptions for the pharmaceutical company that gives them the kickbacks. And that's where it's at. And don't you dare accept any doctor's opinion tell you to go for chemotherapy. That destroys your immune system, and your immune system is really what heals you. And a doctor that talks about chemo and radiation, slam the door in their face and go find some real people that they know how to cure cancer with things like selenium, discovered back in 1912, I think, to cure cancer. Marijuana proven to cure cancer many, many times. And definitely today, the THC oil extracted from the plant will help you cure cancer in your body. Just take a few little, tastes of the goo, but it has to be made correctly, and then we don't have any regulation on it making it correctly. The man who proved it could be done, Rick Simpson, go to his, watch his video, Phoenix Tears, and see how he did it. He did, grew his own pot on his land, and he figured it out, his own distilling process, and he was successful with it. But I know people that have ordered the goo, you know, in the mail. Even though it's probably illegal to mail it over state lines, but they got it, and I tried some of it too. Something was made wrong or something. It was like, yeah, it didn't make it feel good at all, and it didn't have any really benefits either. So there's people out there, they don't know how to make it, or they're taking shortcuts, or they're using too many artificial ingredients, growing in hydroponics with styrofoam gets in it or something. I don't know, but that's where the real cures are, and there's other things that cure cancer, too. High doses of vitamin C, drinking the best water. I'm an expert on water, and I've told people before, look it up. John Ellis sells a machine. Look it up on the internet. Google it, John Ellis Water. It's a good friend of mine. He's got the machine that'll bottle it and nail it, but the had a natural disaster with the storm, and they decided not to rebuild the bottling plant, so they just sell the machines now. But you can hook the machine up to your faucet. It'll purify any water. It gives the most purified water everywhere, and there's other people, too. You know, but water is the most important ingredient, called common sense. Now, there's the problem with the 5G. The 5G is pulsating 92,000 pulses per second. It's been shown to adversely, harmfully affect your water molecule to where it's interfering with the spin. Once your water molecules and your 70% to 90% water get interfered with on a 24/7 basis, your body's going to fall apart in every way possible. I don't understand how come nobody is squawking about this. You know, I talk about it on my radio show here because you got to spread the word. 5G is a planned genocide of the human race and the animals too. You know, if you don't care about yourself and say, oh, I got to die. So what about your poor pets in your house? They're going to be subjected to it too. Any creature with water molecules in it, and pretty much most of them do have that, are going to be harmfully affected with this 5G. And that's what it is. It's a clever killing machine. They set the apparatuses up in on every street in every city already, and all they have to do is they have the final piece, the broadcasting array antenna, attached to the transformers and the new powerful voltage lines that they've been putting up everywhere. And places, they've done this already. They've done a few test sites, and people start getting sick within a couple of days. And then a lot of people start getting sick in a couple of weeks. I mean, how much more proof do you need? Anyhow, we all better start squawking because your government isn't doing anything. I guess they are so brain dead, it just doesn't register in their brain. And I've explained why. Certainly the people in the federal government are brain dead. Washington Monument, the largest obelisk in the world, has got a pyramid on top. A pyramid is a broadcaster receiver. All they have to do is to broadcast out of that thing. It's probably being broadcast right now as I'm talking, but nobody's looking into it. Any pyramidal shape, no matter what it's made out of, stone even, can be broadcast. You can broadcast frequencies to that. And they're probably broadcasting the brain-dead frequency. That's why everybody in Washington, D.C., they're numbskulls. They're brain-dead. People have always said, people go to Washington and something happens to them. Well, that's what happens to them. You're living in the field of the Washington Monument, which is broadcasting negative frequencies to cloud your mind. And what's the best thing to uncloud a clouded mind? Money. And then the lobbyists show up with the money, and the stupid senators and House of Representatives people, the U.S. Congress, they all fall for the whole sham. Not to mention, they're all stupid. They don't know that they're trying to run a government in a city where you have an obelisk, the Washington Monument, broadcasting negative frequencies that cloud your mind. Not to mention all the cell phone frequencies that also interfere with people's mind. You know, everybody makes mistakes more nowadays than ever, and it's the cell phone frequencies. There's just, human beings weren't designed to be into an over-pulsated environment. You know, we were designed to be out in nature where the frequencies are all good from Mother Nature, and straight away from the man. Technology has strayed us away, and then the world controllers, the Illuminati, the New World Order, same group, different name, along with the evil ETs that have visited our world, they've become partners in crime and controlling the human race. I mean, read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I tell people to read it. I'm not making any money off it, really. You know, the book companies make all the money, I'd have to sell a million copies to make any money. And I'm not doing that, but, you know, and apparently, you know, I'm on this radio station every week, and I mention it at least once for 5 seconds or 10 seconds, my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's one of the best books ever put out in the early part of the 21st century because it explains to you why things are the way they are, identifies who the bad guys are, not all of them, but most of them, and it talks about the ongoing conspiracies. I stop at 39. There's more than that, but I had to draw the line somewhere because it wasn't a book just about conspiracies. I explained to you the mark of the false gods, the mark of the anti-god creatures. They put their marks up right in your face, right? You know, Washington Monument is one of them. It's right there in center Washington, plus the outlay of the city, everything 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. I explained it in my book. There's plenty of other places on the earth that have are out of kilter, and you know they are ruled by the dark side. That is their marker. They put markers up, you know? Just like countries put up the flag, you know, they conquer another country, they want to put up their flag. Well, they learned that trick from the false gods and the the dark side. They put markers up to say what they control. So when you understand that, you understand that Washington, D.C. was laid out purposely 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. You got to wonder, why would somebody do that? Well, it was a marker control by the world controllers at the time, saying that they intended to control Washington, D.C., and the dark forces do control Washington, D.C. That's why the U.S. is involved in so many nasty, dirty projects they shouldn't be. and here's a little coincidental thing, though I have a new definition of coincidence in my book, you'll know. You ought to be interested, but if you're not, you're not. You know, hey, you have a right to remain dumb. You have a right to remain as ignorant as the fake news media wants you to be. You have that right. I'm trying to break you free. I'm trying to take you out of the matrix by my conversation. I'm trying to wake you up to all the conspiracies that are being worked behind your back right now, and they're all connected to destroying good people for no reason at all except to get rid of them. Those the decision makers of this world, the new world order, are doing. Now, turning now back to what I said, well, there's something we could call a coordination of dates. You know, 1776, we talk about the year, the beginning of America, you know, our Independence Day. Well, in the same year, not on the same day, but in the same year of 1776, the Illuminati was formed. And their agenda was to control the world. Now, isn't that coincidental? So the laying out of Washington, D.C. happened, I don't know, only a couple of dozen years later. That's how fast this group moved. And they were planning to take control of this half of the world via the United States. And they're doing it. They succeeded at that. The United States is a controlled country. Don't you believe we're free? That's the lie they want you to believe, you know? We're still controlled by the New World Order. But they're not happy with what they want to get rid of more of us, you know? Look, they subject us to chemtrails. They talk us into, trick us into taking teeny vaccines. They poison our water. They poison our land. They're trying to trick us into swallowing GMO food. You name it. They are winning. They have full control over us. The public education system is an indoctrination to bring you and your children into being worker slaves. Truth? I'm telling the truth now. Hey, this is an educational show. Well, does anybody have any jokes? too much serious stuff is not good. Hey, this is a call-in show. If you have a funny joke, call in. I tell jokes once in a while. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. Yeah, call in and tell a joke, you know. Believe it or not, you go on Twitter, a lot of famous people on Twitter. I found that Cheech and Chong are on Twitter. I started following them, and then I stopped because I'm getting no response. I direct a message to them, hey, call in my show, tell some jokes. You know, we'll ad-lib it. That's real comedy, because I'm really good at ad-libbing jokes. And I challenge them. Come on. Come on, Chong. Chong's the one I challenge, and no response. Oh, he's probably, you know, too wasted to even look at his emails. He just goes and tweets, and he never looks at what people respond to him, or he never looks at direct messages. You know, he's a star. Like, I don't have to pay attention to anybody. I'll just smoke pot and be happy. Well, I guess I don't know whether he was chicken to my challenge to call in, or he's just, you know, not on top of things. You know, he's lost in a cloud of smoke. But too bad he didn't call in, because, hey, listen, I was a professional class clown. I know how to add the jokes one after another. Hey, call up, and I'll prove it to you. But don't call up with stupid jokes. I mean, you know, they better be funny jokes. You know? Which reminds me of a dumb blonde joke. I've got nothing against girls who dye their hair blonde. I mean, it's a joke, really. You know, they're called dumb blondes because supposedly most of them are bleach blondes. They're not natural blondes, and they've been dyeing their hair after years and years with toxic hair dyes to where it's sunk into their skull and made them stupid. That's the joke. I don't think it's true, but anyhow, blonde jokes are funny, you know. In other words, they've traded to have the glorious look of a blonde because it's probably the most attractive hair to men, and it helps them become sex objects or sex idols, rather. You know, like Marilyn Monroe, the classic of all the blondes. But she wasn't dumb either. Again, it's a joke, dumb blondes. Anyhow, dumb blondes are jokes. Are funny jokes because we all get the punchline because we know that dumb blondes that dye their hair consistently become dumb. So, here we go. There's one dumb blonde on one side of the river, and she calls to another dumb blonde on the other side of the river, and she goes, hey, how do I get to the other side? And the other dumb blonde, you're already on the other side. Hold back the laughter. Anyhow, hey, call up and tell a joke. The funniest jokes are the ethnic jokes, which I won't tell because, you know, people have been programmed to cry racist as soon as you tell an ethnic joke nowadays. And the other funniest jokes are the sex jokes. And I won't tell one of them either, really. Not a real dirty one, which are the funniest, because people have been programmed to say, oh, no, you shouldn't have said that. But in real life, we all tell these jokes to the people we know. We all laugh ourselves silly because they're funny. You know, years ago, back in the last century, people used to pass around what's called joke sheets. It would be a white piece of paper with about 20-25 jokes on it, or however many fit on the page. Maybe it was only a dozen. And they'd make copies and hand them out to people, and they were quite entertaining, you know. I could tell you a lot of stories about that, but I'm not going to waste everybody's time. But too bad those things have disappeared from society, or at least American society, because jokes make people laugh. They make them happy. Most people who tell jokes don't. We don't take it that seriously. If I tell all kinds of jokes to people I know, and if I'm talking about a particular race of people, you know, all races have stereotypes, and Some of them are really funny. And you keep playing on the set. The jokes play around the stereotypes. Stereotypes are real. They exist. You know, so jokes are based on, you know, reality. The reality of certain races, certain national ethnic groups has certain behavioral patterns. And some of those behavioral patterns are funny. And it's a joke. It's not to be taken seriously. You know? So anyhow, so much for that. File that away under jokes. Hey, where's my tachyon chamber? That's all I gotta say. You know? I'll sing a song, All I Want for Christmas is a Tachyon Chamber. Well, if you're listening out there, that's what I want, because I can't afford to buy a $25,000 tachyon chamber, but I'd like to have perfect health, too. You know, my health is pretty good, but I want perfect health. Why not? And I know plenty of people I would share it with that they really have bad health. They need something like that. They need a miracle machine like that. And bring it on. Where's my tachyon chamber? You know, if I was a news reporter and the ETs landed on the White House lawn and I was there to cover them, the first question I'd ask, well, where's your tachyon chambers? I mean, that's what the event is supposed to be. That's what's coming up. They're the big event. Oh, yeah, it's coming. And they're telling us it's coming. But don't hold your breath because this is taking too long. Supposedly, they're going to break in, just like a science fiction movie, they're going to break into all broadcasts around the world, and they're going to say, people of Earth, we are the Galactic Federation. We will land on your White House lawn tomorrow. Be ready. Scared. We come in peace. Something like that is going to happen. And then they're going to show up the next day. They're going to land with their spectacular, I guess, motherships and everything else. And I don't think anybody will be freaked out except the bad guys, because they'll know it's doomsday for them because they're going to be rounded up. But I wish it would happen. We all wish it would happen because we're tired of being ruled by corrupt governments. We're tired of being lied to by our own governments. We're tired of being lied to by the mainstream media. We're tired of being deceived by our military forces that have secret projects they don't want to tell us about. We're tired of all the oppressive laws we have to live with. We're tired of all the fake drug info out there. And we're tired of all the other stupid things that we're being suppressed with. We're tired of it. We've had enough. You know? We're tired of being taxed to death. We're tired of high rents. We're tired of all the manipulation and extortion being put upon us. We're tired of insurance companies sucking money out of us when we don't even need insurance companies, and don't tell me we do. I'll argue that one any time of day with anybody. And, you know, enforcing governments that force you to buy insurance, which is more extortion. You know, we're tired of unreasonable fines by law enforcement, you know. It's unreasonable if you're a poor person, whatever the fine is. You know, if you're rich, it doesn't matter. So the whole notion that people have to pay fines is ridiculous. It's totally unfair. It victimizes the poor people beyond belief, while the rich people don't have to suffer at all. They have plenty of money to pay plenty of fines. And all these things need to be changed. You know, and the government is not doing this. They're not working for the people. They think everything's fine, and in their eyes, as long as they keep getting the bribe money and the kickbacks, everything is fine. Well, we can't. tolerate this type of government anymore. The the Republic of America. You know, America is not a democracy; it's the Republic. So you pledged allegiance. I pledged allegiance to the flag. You know, say it, and you'll hear the word Republic in there. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power. You have none. They lie to you. You know, you get a chance to vote who gets to hold that position of total power. But as we have found out, especially most recently, everyone who gets elected, they promise you everything, and when they get elected, they do close to nothing. And if there's only, you know, 535 people in the Congress, if a majority of them can't agree on something, it isn't going to happen. So if you only have 10 or 20 good people in a Congress of 535, that's going to amount to nothing getting done. Even if you had 50 good people, and we know we don't have 50 good people in the U.S. Congress, you couldn't get anything done. So the system doesn't work. People are too easily, people can't be trusted. When you get, you know, bribe money is coming out, knocking on your door every day, eventually you're going to give into it, or at least 90% of the people will. In fact, that's why most people get into politics. So the bribe money, same story around the world, nothing new. It's been like that for a long time. It's going to continue. That's why republics don't work. We have the technology to do a direct democracy nowadays. Everything has to be a referendum with a majority vote. That's the right track to go on. You know, the solutions to solve these issues are so easy. Trouble is nobody wants to do it. Even President Trump, you know, he has a few things he knows how to do, but he isn't changing the system. No way. He hasn't lifted one finger to help the poor people or change get rid of the rotten laws. He only goes after the big game stuff. You know, he wouldn't know how to help common people anyhow, because he's born with a silver spoon, you know, lived above the people in a penthouse. You wouldn't catch him walking the street. No way. Always riding around in limos, never had to get caught in a traffic jam driving himself or anything like that. And he doesn't know anything about not having money to make the rent or not having money to buy food or being thrown out of an apartment and having to live on the street. He doesn't know anything about that. You know, it's a big homeless problem in New York. Well, Mr. Big President, why haven't you solved that? You know, you come from New York City. I'm a resident from New York, and you haven't done crap for New York since you left for Washington. You know, I just want to call you out on that. I know you're not listening, and you could care less because, you know, your ego is all world events, you know. You don't care about New York City. You probably never did, and you probably never will. The proof is in the pudding. You haven't done anything from New York City since you've been elected president. You love grandstanding, and now you're starting your 2020 election, you know, this early, so you can grandstand for the next, I don't know, what is it, 16 months or whatever? And that's not really serving the people. You know, really. Just for the record, hey, I'm a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. Go to BBS Radio. Look on my show, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Click on the name, my name of the show. I'm on Station 1, Connect the Dots. Click on my name, you know, and you'll get taken to my website, my presidential website, which is 2020presidenttomedison.com. And my website is better than anybody's website. It's cell phone friendly, too, so everything comes up big on the cell phone. And I'm to the point. I make some real bold statements. I give some examples of things I'm going to change. Plus, I got five short videos. I'm talking videos about a minute long, only because I know people's attention span isn't that long. But in those five short videos, I'm saying amazing things that no one else has ever said. And I do mention all the problems. The answer to all the problems are known already. The problem is nobody wants to do anything.
Yeah, the answers are laying right in front of us, and nobody wants to lift a finger to do it because there's so much money telling people, don't fix the problems. You can make more money leaving the problems in place, and everybody falls, and government falls for that. But I'm doing this as a write-in candidate the hard way, which means I need a lot of supporters to, watch every polling booth because, the federal government doesn't keep track of write-in votes. No, they don't. So you have to rely on other sources to be taking your count. Realistically, I need a representative at every polling booth in America to make sure that every one of my votes gets counted. So it's a hard road to take. I need a big support team. But, it could be done. I mean, every Democrat and Republican should not vote for Democrat or Republican candidates. They should vote for me because I'm the guy who knows what needs to be done, knows how to do it, and knows how to give the orders. And I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the ethics of doing what's right for the American people. I quote a famous teaching of Jesus out of the Bible. It's in the book of Mark, 9th chapter, verse 35. The guy who wants to be the leader of everybody must be the servant of everybody. And that's my approach to being the president of the United States. I'm going to be there to serve everybody. Ethics beyond anything anybody ever did in a presidential position. That sets me above everybody because there was never a president of the United States that had that much ethics. But I have it, and I'm ready to do it. And we'll start by changing the laws. We got to get rid of all the laws, basically, and we got to give the power to the people. The people have to have power over the representatives they elect. You know, this system, the way it's running, it doesn't work anymore. There's more crooks every year in government, and they know they don't have to listen to you. Look at the laws. When a person gets elected to government, it's a free ride for 4 years. They don't have to do anything for anybody. And the only thing they ever do is what the big money tells them to do because there's something in it for them. And that's why most of them are in politics anyhow. It's that simple. So we can't just let the thing go the way it is. Last week I talked about the Magna Carta. I think it was 1297 A.D. It was one of the most popular documents ever written, certainly the first of its kind. It was against the King John of England and his oppressive ways. And the people got together and they wrote this thing. The common people got together, or the middle class people, whatever. A group of people got together and wrote this document and they presented it to King John. And it actually got him to change some of his evil ways. But it's a great document. You need to read it, the Magna Carta. That's where our Constitution got the idea of no taxation without representation. They took that out of the Magna Carta. That's right. That was one of the complaints back in 1297. So it's a document ahead of its time. Perhaps even better than our Declaration of Independence, because they included things like that from the Magna Carta in the Declaration of Independence. And my favorite thing in the Magna Carta, it says that we, the people, have the right to a lawful rebellion against unfair government. That's right. We have the legal right to a lawful rebellion against
unfair government. And that's what we have here in America, unfair government, just like in every other country in the world right now, unfair government. And it's going to require people taking actions. There's no easy way about it. You know, don't think that the people in Washington are going to solve anything. That's why people should vote for me in 2020. That's basically. I'm the only one who is going to make an effort to change things because they need to be changed. Without change, it's just going to go on its merry, downtrodden way, and the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. And if you want more of that, then don't do nothing, okay? Open up another beer. Download 10 movies and pretend nothing's happening. But then you're part of the problem. So I'm calling everybody's bluff here tonight. If you're not willing to take a stand, and I've got the best game in town for taking a stand, I've got plan A, plan B. You know, people talk about, well, you know, forget the government isn't going to stop the chemtrails, but I got plan B. I ask people to get in touch with me. Nobody gets in touch with me. So how serious are you about stopping the chemtrails? See, you're part of the problem in action. The people have to solve this problem. The government is going to let it go on the way it's been going, where they don't do anything for you. They collect all the money, and they're all so happy about that. Meanwhile, our society is deteriorating. And you who don't want to, people who don't want to take a stand and get involved, you're part of the problem too. And if you go out and vote for a Democrat or Republican in this upcoming 2020 election, you're also part of the problem because these are the guys who made all the problems. These are the guys that have conned you for the last 150 years, if not longer. And they're going to continue to do it. It's not going to change. Get real. You know, and we have to have control of the Congress. The best thing is to switch to a new system, referendum-only type government, you know. The representatives in Congress need to be turned into clerks. You know, we'll let them write up the laws to make it legal. That's it, boo. If they only can propose laws that we've already approved on a referendum, you know. That's the way it has to be. Otherwise, we're not going to have our justice. I wrote a song about that. There ain't no justice. It's called Ain't No Justice. And it says, there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. And that's how it is in this world. You know, it might be different in the afterlife or in the higher realms of the galaxy, but on planet Earth at this point in time, that's exactly how it still is. There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. I mean, we're fending for ourselves here, you know. These galactic people, you know, they talk a good game, but I don't see any results yet, you know. That's it. And so the only thing I can reason out, we're going to have to fend for ourselves here. And the New World Order, the dark side, the deep state, they're going to pull out the heavy weapons and kill us by the millions. This is on the menu. This isn't a fantasy. This is on the menu. It's been on the menu for a long time. And what can we say? God forbid it ever happens, but it's on its way. The wheels are set in motion. It's just a matter of time. There are no promises of a fast arrival by the Galactic Federation. Were there any excuses? Oh, we can't. There's this, there's that, there's this problem, there's that problem. And there's too many excuses. Losing faith, you know? How can we count on you? The imminent danger is immediate. It's here now, right in our faces. And you're making up excuses why you can't come to the surface, and you've got the technology, you've got the weapons to stop all of this. And if you don't know where all the bad things are being hidden, consult people like me and we'll tell you. Please. Well, you know, if you thought you were going to call in this radio show, it's kind of too late now. But you can always try again next week. Tell your friends to call in, too. I hope the show didn't, there weren't any dead spots in the show. You see, after the Paradise Fire in California, which was done with energy weapons, by the way, nobody can prove otherwise, the BBS broadcasters had to set up a shop in a different town, and the equipment they're working with and their location, they can't get the lines in to guarantee perfection like they had before. So occasionally there's breakup in shows. I just hope it wasn't any of my show tonight or anybody else's show. And when you got nothing to do late in the middle of the night, tune in to BBS Radio. They play all the music, all original music. And you're going to get an amazing variety of stuff you never heard before. It's different all the time. So that's my plug for BBS Radio. Plus, they got great shows like mine. This is Connect the Dots, and I connect the dots every week. And it's an educational show. You know what else I think is, I find the government, is there's a conspiracy connected to someone forcing people to wear seatbelts. You know, that restricts your breathing. That prevents you from evolving faster. The less breath you take in, the harder it is to evolve. And then the helmet laws. You know, there's been plenty of science fiction movies out there, Twilight Zone, whatever. They talk about the use of helmets and how they can control you when you have a helmet on. Isn't it funny? They want all the kids to wear helmets on the bicycles and stuff like that. Please. And they use the excuse, oh, yeah, they're protecting you. That's the excuse they always use. That's the same one with the seatbelts. And then it's the same one with the airbags that can pop in your face and cause you an accident. You know, another bad thing you don't want in your car, airbags. And the government has forced these things to be in there. Look what they forced upon you. You're in government. They force you to wear seatbelts. They force you to ride cars with airbags in it. And they force you to wear helmets whenever they can. And I'm sure they're using the helmets as mind control. They can broadcast a single frequency that to make you dumb. That's it. All it takes is frequencies. There's frequencies for everything. I don't have time to get at it. And the smart meters, yeah, they make you stupid. They expose you to bad radiations, bad microwaves. If you have a if you have a smart meter on your house, get rid of it. If it costs you money, get rid of it. Or move to a place where they don't have smart meters. Another trick to kill you. Why? It just never ends. I mean, they're coming at it from all directions. So anyhow, that's what I have to say today. Nobody with jokes today, huh? Okay. Hey, the joke's on you. See, when's the last time you played the cootie game? Do extraterrestrials know what I'm talking about? I don't know. Do they even listen to the show? I don't know. All I gotta say is, hey, pass the word around. We have to save ourselves. And if you're looking for philosophy, again, go to BBS Radio, go down to my show, Saturday night, 10 p.m., Station 1. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, and you'll see the link to CD Baby Music Store. My album, Songs Better Than Dylan. You get to listen to 29 seconds of each song. But just get the whole album. I mean, it's the largest collection of philosophical and social commentaries songs ever put together. That's right, even Bob Dylan doesn't have an album with that many social, political, great social, political, and great commentary and great philosophical songs. That's right, even Bob Dylan doesn't have a single album like that. That's why I call it Songs Better Than Dylan. You know? Hey, prove me wrong. Buy it, listen to every cut, and then call me up and tell me how they all suck. But you won't be able to do that. honestly. Anyhow, you'll get to hear the first song on that. That's the song I end my show with every night. We're getting close to the end of the show. And, of course, before that, you hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? I claim it to be one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos of any record out there. Just got a cool melody. It just grooves. And then you go right into I Gotta Be Somebody, my anthem. And listen to the words. It'd be your anthem, too. Okay, I'm going to end the show early tonight. I wish everybody a pleasant day tomorrow. Pray for protection wherever you go, because it helps. The more you connect with the higher reality, the more it connects with you. You know, you make your own justice in this world to some extent. And that song is on Songs Better Than Dylan, Ain't No Justice. It talks about it. I'm going to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear that great guitar solo at the end of Are You Partying? Are You the Partying Kind? I am. Are you? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, if you're listening, here is the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the